So, greetings, Mom. I am Clinton Jima, and I have with me Rose Hunter, who will share her memories relating to the memories of living in Brunswick before 1980. So, Mom, what is your fondest memory or sight in the city of Brunswick?
Okay, it won't be the city of Brunswick. It will be St. Simons Island, Georgia. We live off the coast of Brunswick, which we have to come to Brunswick to shop sometime. My fondest memory of growing up in St. Simon was we had a really big family. If one hurt, everybody hurt. Okay, all the grocery stores, you had to come to Brunswick to shop. But on our place, we grew up growing everything from chickens to rice to everything. We mostly did our own thing, you know, coming up, which today is a whole different thing altogether.
Okay, so what impact did segregation have on the city of Brunswick?
Oh man, it was a mess. That's all I'm gonna say. It was a mess. It's a total mess, and it still is to this day.
Can you explore further about what you said?
As far as the segregation?
Yeah.
I'm 72 years old, and I have seen some of the worst segregation, racist people in my life. During that time, they had on the doctor's door and the dentist, any place you went, they always had colored, not black, colored, or either white, which to this day I still detest. It's today, it to me, being 72 years old, I really, really and truly don't see too much different now, because it's really gotten really bad. The white people just will not give us what we deserve. And that's it.
So, can you share a specific, like, impact on segregation on you as a person, like, personally?
As a person, when I was a little girl, I would never, ever forget it. I went to drink off of a water fountain. And we were in a store called Woolworth, and this guy said to me, "Little nigger girls don't drink from white faucet." And when he told me that, that's when my brothers jumped in to correct the situation. I'm not going to say what happened, but my brothers jumped in to correct that situation. So yes, that really impacted me.
So how has that experience How did that experience, like, impact your relationship with, like, people in Brunswick who are white?
I have, as they always say, I have white friends. All white people are not bad. All black people are not bad. The impact that they have on me now is so-so. I just mostly keep to myself. It's best that way. They have their way, I have my way.
Okay. So what was your favorite things to do in the city of Brunswick?
On the city of St. Simons?
Yeah.
Going swimming, fishing, and crabbing, and doing my own thing. I like to plant. We planted back then. It kind of got away from me as I got grown. But I've gone back to planting and doing a lot of things that I used to do when I was a younger child.
Do you have anything to add? Maybe I forgot to ask you any question concerning the memories that you had living in the city of Brunswick or St. Simon, as you just corrected me. Do you have anything to share?
No, St. Simon's in Brunswick really isn't that bad of a place to stay. It's just that some of the people here just makes it so hard. As for me, I can deal with it. I deal with it every day. So I don't let it. I'm just like a duck now. It's like water on my back. It just rubs on off.
Thanks so much for joining many others who are using StoryCorps to capture the legacy of their community. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope I helped you. So-